I was sitting two chairs away from William as he shared his story, and it shook me deeply. It made me realize that while there is no question the program has brought my insides back to life, even though I'd never realized they were dead until I started to see how different I'm being made, I'm still not doing many of the things I know I should be doing for my physical health. I don't want to be the happy man dead. The phrase keeps rattling around inside of me, happy man dead. I'm not going to the gym. That's the first one. And I enjoy the gym. I'm not intimidated being there, and I like the simple workouts, which is a great benefit to being overweight, by the way. It takes a lot less exertion to achieve the same heart rate and effect. When I swim, I love the fact that right now I'm neutrally buoyant. I could totally thrash my friend Dan, the athlete, in a contest of treading water because I don't have to move at all. I don't go to the gym because some irrational part of me simply doesn't want to. Same deal with a food plan. That's another thing I should be doing for my health, but do not. Days that involve a whole pizza or some other huge meal are actually quite rare. I just don't pay attention and I eat too much too often. I don't think a more structured system of eating would be that hard, and I know that I would feel better physically and emotionally if I ate carefully. But there is some irrational part of me that simply doesn't want to. I think it's the cynic. I think I've tried enough other things in the past and failed at them and have so beaten myself up about them that I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm sick of all the should language in my head and in the world, and the cynic keeps coming back, but William made me see that I'm on the same path, slave to the same brokenness of thought. We all know this applies to far more than just my eating and my working out. This is a problem with the world in general and with the church in particular. The right perspective. A core and huge difference exists between the anthropology of Western philosophy and the affective, as in affections or affectionate, anthropology that's found in the Bible. The odds are very good that you have spent your entire life bathed in Western philosophy rather than biblical anthropology, just as I have. When it comes to who we are as people and how we navigate our lives, both schools of thought break us into three parts: the heart, the mind, and the will. In the affective anthropology of the Bible, each part has a single capacity. The heart, our moral center, is the single source of our motives. It takes in stimuli and reaches value conclusions, evaluations, about what surrounds or indwells us. The heart is the source of all of our motivation, and its output passes to the instrumental faculties of the mind.